WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hi, Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Built for Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Summer Friday. It's going to be a beautiful, perfect weather weekend. Al, when are you leaving for Bermuda, by the way?
Tomorrow,
okay. Nice. So, and it's weather down there, has it improved?
Well, I'm not really sure. It actually looked better at home than in Bermuda.
I hate that.
Which would suck if that's the case.
Yeah.
Let me see what's going on here now.
That's the worst.
It's actually improved. Well, right. Oh, no, false.
False?
Rain in Bermuda and sun in Bradley Beach.
Okay. Mm. Well.
Awesome.
You'll be doing cooler stuff, though,
oh, yeah.
In Bermuda, right?
Oh, to me, yeah. You know, man, I love cool stuff.
Yeah. I cannot believe that the cruise was your idea.
Yeah, I was just so not wanting to go to an airport, This week proved that out correctly.
I get it. That makes sense.
And I knew I had to do something. I say no to a lot of stuff. I say no to almost everything. I was like, I got to say yes to something.
Yeah. All right. I think you'll end up, and you've gone on cruises before.
I have, yeah.
Times. So, which is shocking. But
Al is right. Eventually, you need to weave a yes in.
Yeah, right. If you want to still have friends and companions.
Correct.
Occasionally, you have to
go. You got to be flexible and say yes.
The other direction.
Yes.
So, you know, yesterday it was about this time that I said I had that epiphany driving in.
Yeah.
About the 2022 Giants and the 2024 New York Mets having a connection. And I did preface it by saying, mm-hmm. Listen, I don't listen to the radio station all day long. Someone could have said this. It's not a unique thought. You know, you can put these two things together.
Yeah.
And I was basically saying that the unintended success of the Giants hurt their rebuild. Could the same thing happen with the unexpected success of the 2024 Mets? And I didn't hear from anybody all day yesterday. I was thinking, okay, I was the first to that take.
It you made felt me feel good about it, right?
Felt great.
Because if you weren't first, you would have heard from 1,000 buzzards in a second.
So 100%. Yes. So I'm walking into the studio this morning, and I hear from the control room,
mm-hmm.
Hey, Gio. I said, hey. And Mike Fliegelman, who was in for Eddie this morning,
mm-hmm.
He goes, heard you stole my 2022 Giants, 2024 Mets take.
There's always a guy.
And I'm like, come on. And Fleegs, you host like what? Probably 10, 15 times a summer, somewhere in there, maybe less.
Yeah, maybe less.
Yeah. And you gave this take at what time of day, on what day?
5 a.m. this past Sunday morning.
He beat you. I mean, that's it.
And I got to credit Rami, who was working the board for, he was producing my show. He heard you guys yesterday, and I woke up to a text of him telling me that you had said this.
Oh,
I said, okay, I'll wait. I'll tell Gio in the morning.
Well, Fleegs, it's a good job out of you for timestamping when you said it. Were you outraged with Gio when you found out that he stole your take?
No, I was more like, because I'm a big Mets fan. I don't dislike the Giants.
Right.
I can't do with the Daniel Jones story anymore.
Yes.
So my first reaction then when I saw the headline on our X account was, oh, come on, Gio, they're better than the 22. And then I was like, oh, no, wait. I just spent 15 minutes on that the other day. What an idiot.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, it's an unintentional steal. And then the way I told Fleegs, I was like, listen, you got to look at it like great minds think alike.
Yeah, really?
You know?
Yeah.
I know you were up at 5 a.m. on Sunday morning locked into the station.
No, but imagine Fleegs, okay? He says it. No one pays attention to it. No one notices it. You say it, and it's everywhere.
Yeah, well,
that has to be frustrating for
yes,
him.
It certainly is. I used to get frustrated a lot when Boomer would say, for whatever reason, you know, Boomer would say the same thing on this show four or five times. Then he'd go on WEEI and a weekly spot, say the same thing, and then be headlines everywhere. For whatever reason, Boomer the guest was more interesting to people than Boomer the host. I never understood that.
Is Boomer better as a guest than he is a host?
No. He just, for whatever reason, I think people look to, all right, what did Boomer say on EEI as opposed to, like, what did he say here for 4 hours?
On his
hours?
Own show?
I don't know why that was. I've got no reason for it, but that's what would happen. It would be frustrating.
Mm.
I was like, why is EEI getting the credit for this? You said that 75 times yesterday on this show. Make any sense?
You feel bad for Fleegs or?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't feel bad for Fleeks in there. I mean, Fleeks.
He said it first.
He did.
Yeah.
But I didn't, you know. I didn't.
Days before you, I mean.
But this is like one of those things where we talked about it before. Like, there's only so many songs that can be written.
Yeah.
There's only so many jokes that can be said. Yeah. There's only so many sports takes about the same teams that we talk about every day that are out there.
Right.
And then that's why people get in trouble with some of these crazy thoughts and these crazy hot takes, is they're trying to say something different, and then it comes across as disingenuous. They don't really believe it.
Correct.
But Fleegs and I both saw this. We're both sports geniuses around here, and we were able to formulate the same take.
Okay.
That's what it came down to.
Yeah.
We're both sick at the thought of watching another 17 games of Daniel Jones.
It's probably what it is. That's probably, you drill down deep, that's probably what it is.
I think Fleegs fancies himself as a genius and you as a thief. That's what I think.
Maybe. Maureen in West Babylon. Hello, Maureen.
Hi, Gio. Hi, Sugat.
Hey, hello. Maureen, were you you were the one who dropped off that gift at the Portly Villager, yes?
Yeah, when you guys were talking about the mascots, yes, I did.
Yeah, so, all right, so this is funny. So people, and Maureen's not the only one. There will be people that will go to the Portly Villager because they know I'm there so much, listeners, and drop stuff off there for me.
Right? Really?
I mean, that's how it's. I make a joke. It's sort of like going to the zoo, and like people will show up there hoping for like the 3 p.m. feeding of the hippo. You know, right. Like they're hoping that I'm in there.
Between shifts of you taking care of your kids.
Right, exactly. Yes, like yes, maybe, like yes. I hear he's around this time. Like this is the, you know, the sea lion show at the aquarium. So I get a text message from my friend who's a bartender down there, and he's got this, like this bag, this gift bag with my name on a card.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what in the hell? And then I said, just open it up and tell me what it is. Like, tell me if it's worth coming down to get. And it was a pirate parrot bobblehead doll.
Really?
Because I had mentioned how I had a conversation with the pirate parrot.
Sure.
And then Maureen had home in West Babylon, yeah, a pirate parrot bobblehead doll that she dropped off. So, by the way, Maureen, I decided, yeah, I hope you're not offended by this, that pirate parrot bobblehead doll is still at the Portly, but it's on display. I said, why don't we put it on display here at the Portly Villager? Because if I bring it home, my wife will throw it out within 2 seconds.
Well, the way you were talking about people going there and dropping things off, in my head, I'm thinking he probably took it and threw it against the wall.
No, it's there. You can go to the Portly and you can see it.
That was my driver yesterday. He did it with that. He threw it on my head. I mean,
I did.
But anyway, I called because I've been listening to you guys all week, and I love it. You guys just make me laugh all the time. Bloomer is very serious, and you know he's going to retire soon, so maybe Stugatz, you got a place over there.
Maureen?
You are funny as can be.
I love you. You are fantastic. I will tell you this. I would love to do it with Gio. I'd love to do it later in the day with Gio, if that's possible, but I have a feeling that I have pissed so many people off here, especially BT, that I don't know if the dream of me ever hosting on WFAN is going to happen. But you, Maureen, you I love. Thank you for saying that.
Okay. Well, you know, and also, I think you guys have had enough of each other because you're pretty similar. I mean,
yeah.
Gio is king of gossip, and he loves to talk stuff and stir stuff up.
Yes, he
and
does.
And you do the same thing.
But yeah.
Two of you together.
Yeah.
You know, I can see how you get on each other's nerves.
It's like talking to each other.
Yeah,
I'm talking to myself.
there are some similarities.
Just embrace it, Gio.
Yeah,
okay,
there's some, but
there's
not
a little bit of Stugatz in everyone.
Yeah, there is for sure. And I definitely agree with that. Now, first of all, Maureen, the Boomer retiring soon thing is he's not retiring soon. He just signed another multi-year contract, so he's going to be here for a while. And if he, you know, we're gonna take him to like Joe Biden level before he he retires.
Just prop him
like
up.
He's gonna be confusing names of players and states, and he's gonna say like Putin's playing center for the Knicks. Like that's how long we're gonna be riding Boomer till the end of his career. So there will not be an opening soon. We hope not. We were already talking about AI Boomer.
Well, back to our original point. You hope not.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people hoping so.
Right.
And that I'm not one of them, by the way.
That is true.
I am not one of them.
But he hates mornings. I honestly believe that. Well, so let's say three years down the road, Boomer's like, all right, I'm going to I'm going to finally, you know, go and not work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a phone call to do mornings. You wouldn't do it. You would say no. You would turn that down. That's my belief.
I mean, if I can live within a 2-block radius, perhaps I could pull it off. What I like about you, Gio, you have it figured out. You love this job. There are really no side jobs. It is come in, do your job, do it well. You enjoy what it is you do. Then you go play lousy golf somewhere. And then you go home, you take care of your kids. And that's all that matters to you.
Yeah.
Is this job and the family you have from 6 to 10 in the morning every day. And then golf, bad golf, and your family. And that's all that matters. So you have it figured out in a way. Because for me, at 10 o'clock, my mind starts racing. Because I want to grab all the money and all the jobs. If I can get myself to a place where you're at right now, which is content.
Mm.
And I said, hey, at 10 o'clock, turn it off, go play lousy golf, and go hang out with your wife. I think I could pull it off. I'm just not certain my mind can get to that place, a relaxed place.
Well, that's a shame, because
I hate it. I hate myself.
Right now, you're not satisfied at all. There's something that there's missing.
And I should be satisfied. Yeah. No one should be more satisfied than I am.
Exactly. I think that most people in your position with your life would be satisfied.
But
for whatever reason, you're still chasing something.
It's I'm big on setting goals and accomplishing said goals, okay?
Yeah.
And so the main goal for me was WFAN. And I think the fact that I have not had a full-time daily show here is the one, I guess, itch I need to scratch.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
But as I get older, I'm I do more shows with you and realize how much you don't like me. I am becoming more and more okay with the fact of that not happening.
No.
Like, if it never happens, it never happens.
No. Okay? And
I'm not coming for Boomer's job. Are you kidding me? I love Boomer.
Right. No, we
Boomer and I have a great relationship. He's the only one who likes me here now. I mean,
I do like you.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
It's it becomes exhausting. Yeah.
It is.
You know, I think it is. It's also the summertime too, where I'm like really trying to enjoy every minute. Yeah. And we're just at different like mental spaces right now. You come in here, it's such a big deal for you to be on the radio station.
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
And like for me, it's like, okay, you know, we're doing some summer shows. We're talking about the Mets, you know, whatever. We're all in and out of vacations.
It's just another day, right?
Yeah.
For me, right?
So it's like,
for me, dude, this is everything, right? You were way more relaxed with Jerry on Monday. Yeah. I gotta be honest with you, because Jerry doesn't care either. I mean,
you know what it's like? It's like I'm the veteran on the Notre Dame team, and you're Rudy. You know what I'm saying?
Perfect.
And I'm like, dude, enough. It's right. Practice.
And I'm getting the play for the first time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
This is what I've wanted to do my entire life.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting there as the big offensive lineman pushing your face into the dirt. Dude, what are we doing here? Chill
I spent
out.
Years at a junior college just trying to get to here to Notre Dame.
Right. And I've been here like, God, man, it's just another Wednesday. We just chill out.
I need a bunch of guys to walk into Olivero's office and throw their jerseys down because they want me to host a show. Can you imagine BT doing that?
No, absolutely not. No.
Stugatz could have my shift.
No. I'd love for him to come in and talk about it, but he's
not going to do it.
I don't think he will.
I don't blame him, by the way.
Why? I do, actually. I think
really?
We're in the entertainment business. You have, like, those situations you can't really shy away from.
Yeah, everyone's different. Like, Sal was comfortable coming in here and talking about it, and I feel like, you know, we kind of move forward. I understand why some people aren't, they don't want to engage in that. They like to do it, you know, in a passive-aggressive way behind the scenes by not telling me to my face. I get it. I understand. You know, they want to tell Olivero. I get it. They want to tell Sal. I get it. They want to tell everyone in the building but me. I get it. I understand. I get it. Everyone's different.
All right. Boomer and Gio.
Love you,
Stugatz.
I love you, pal, but man. You are one backstabbing son of a bitch.
All right. It's Boomer and Gio with Stugatz in for another day. Another 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Who's counting?
It's the morning show with Boomer and Gio.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on a feel-good summer Friday. So I think it was Monday you guys were talking about cereal, or maybe Tuesday, the Kelce brothers and cereal and their cereal coming out and whatever it was. And then we just got in a cereal discussion, and I brought up Grape Nuts and how I used to, many years ago, I used to eat soggy Grape Nuts.
We're on the soggy nuts again?
Yeah. Well, there's a reason why I'm bringing this up.
Yeah.
So I used to eat soggy Grape Nuts, and I used to put Splenda, like a pack of Splenda on top of it to make it a little sweeter. Now, this is what I would do. Now,
so weird, man.
It does sound a little strange. However, program director Ryan Hurley said he did the same thing with Grape Nuts, but he used a pack of,
Sweet and Low?
Yeah, Sweet and Low.
You guys are just a picture of health, aren't you? Well,
Grape Nuts is supposed to be like...
Not when you throw the Splendor, the Sweet and Low on top.
Why? Exactly, I mean, first
that
of all...
That stuff's not good for you.
It's calorie-free sweetener.
Yeah, it's not free of some other stuff, though, you know?
What he's saying is you took something healthy and made it unhealthy.
Yeah.
Well, I did... So it's funny. I did say that. That before I knew that artificial sweetener was not good for you, that's what I would do. So guess what I get on my X account yesterday?
Grape Nuts advertisement?
No. The actual Splenda account posting to me.
Oh, my God.
Hey, G-O-W-F-A-N, nothing wrong with a little Splenda on your cereal to get you going in the a.m.
Come on.
In fact, Splenda and Grape Nuts sounds like a decent name for a morning show duo, right? Tags Grape Nuts cereal.
Wow.
And then Grape Nuts responded to that with a little clapping emoji.
Unbelievable.
And it says, hit us with a DM. We'll get you some of our new products to try. So there you go.
So you're getting free Splenda. Man. That's what sports radio is all about. Free clothes and free Splenda.
I mean, this is another one of those power of WFAN things.
Big time.
Right here where I mention once that I put Splenda on Grape Nuts, and I've got both the official Splenda and Grape Nuts account. Tweeting at
so
me.
Like that
amazing
exchange wasn't something we clipped and blasted out on social media. That was just one and done.
Oh yeah!
Wow,
amazing.
Yes, just
you
one.
You
going to
take
done.
Them up on the offer, or what do you?
I don't know. I mean, what other Splenda products?
I have no idea.
I might as well, right? Might as well give them a shot.
You can walk into Starbucks and grab a fistful and put it in your pocket.
No, but they got other products though. They said they got new Splenda products.
Like, I didn't know. I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't know.
Splenda products. Let's see.
And I'll DM them, get some free Splenda products.
Do you like the name of that show, Splenda and Grape Nuts? I like to be Grape Nuts.
Soggy Grape Nuts. Good morning, Soggy Grape Nuts. How are you?
Good morning, Splenda.
They do have quite a few products.
Like what?
I mean, they're all sweetener-based. Original sweeteners comes in different forms. You got the granular packets, sugar blend, brown sugar blend, liquid sweetener, sweetener minis.
Okay.
And you got Stevia products with their name on it. Monk fruit. Sweeteners.
I'm in.
Monk fruit spot. Magic Baker sweeteners.
Yeah, I'm in on Splenda now.
Alulose.
I'm back in.
Alulose? I don't know.
So all you have to do is just make me feel important.
Coffee creamers.
Now I'm back in on Splenda.
I can't wait to hear your first live spot for Splenda.
Sweet tea, water enhancers. I mean, it just goes on and on here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Friday, so no one's in the Bangladesh call center back there in sales.
Literally no one.
Yeah.
Maybe the architect. That's about it.
Yeah. Bob Gelb comes in occasionally.
On Fridays?
He does.
Oh, good for Bob.
Yeah. Robert Breck and Bob Gelb come in on Fridays occasionally. Okay. So maybe one of those two guys will be calling Splenda and Grape Nuts.
Immediately. The phones that they're dialing right now.
I'm telling you, I am going to get a box of Grape Nuts this weekend, and I'm going to have soggy Grape Nuts. With Splenda. Just to harken back to the days of being 22 years old, something like that, eating that stuff. Yeah, Ryan Hurley got a box of Grape Nuts he sent me after the conversation.
He went and got a box of Grape Nuts.
I don't know if he did the Sweet and Low, but he actually hasn't had it yet. He said he's going to be grape nutting this weekend.
You know, that's interesting, because I was going to ask you, you think he's doing that to kind of saddle up to you? Like, hey, you know, try to improve the relationship. He's new.
No,
he's a program director.
No,
you
there's
know?
No relationship to have to
Let
improve.
Let me show Gio, I'm in the game with him, you know. He hasn't really tried it yet. He told you it was great, but hasn't tried it yet.
No, no, no. He said he used to eat grape nuts like I ate grape nuts, debatable. And then talking about it made him want to buy grape nuts.
There's so a problem, though. They used competing sweeteners, so they're kind of on opposite teams. Yeah. When you think about it.
That is true. Like we were for many years.
Yes.
Ryan Hurley and I.
Yeah.
All right, CeeLo, what do you have
to sip on over there? Very, very careful. You got some hot tea or something?
It's a hot, yeah, hot coffee. Very hot, hot coffee. Very, very hot. What are you doing?
Gail just texted me.
Is he in the building?
Already reached out.
Really?
Texted us, I should say.
From his couch or from here? I mean,
that he didn't say.
Okay. I also got a text from a salesperson named Phil. I've been talking to Splenda for years.
We've got competition.
Yes! It took Gio doing this yesterday for Phil to land the account. I said, good job by you, Phil. I mean, do you know who Phil is, Al Dukes?
If I saw him, I would.
I don't know about that. The way he goes, a sales guy named Phil.
Is it Phil LaCascio? Is that who that is?
He doesn't.
That does sound familiar, yeah.
Okay. Sure, no, Phil's a good guy. Really
I know
guy.
How Phil also handles Edison HVAC, who put in new air conditioning for me.
Oh, okay.
That's how I got to know Phil.
You love Phil.
Yeah.
Got to know Phil very well last week.
I said, Phil, I'm desperate. Yeah. Help me.
All right, how you just have him in the phone as sales guy, Phil?
Yes.
You know what? It's too bad it's not like a Tuesday or Wednesday, because I'd bring in three generic-looking sales guys and have you pick out Phil.
Please do it.
Al's very happy it's not a Tuesday right now.
Show him his picture on the website today, and when Al's back in a week and a half, then bring them in and see if he can even remember.
There's no way there's pictures of sales guys on the website. Fleegs, come on.
Well, and they're like Odyssey Gmails, people who have profile pictures.
Oh, really? Okay.
That is true, right? Yeah, a lot of people on their emails have their profiles.
I'm imagining the sales page at WFAN with profile pics.
Yeah.
Here's Phil.
I feel like everybody in sales is named Phil. Right? You got six Phils
probably
back there.
Good bet. And how long can he claim Splenda for if he hasn't landed them? You know what I mean?
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
What if someone says, man, I know I could nail Splenda.
Right.
Let me in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I mean, yeah, so Phil's probably really pissed off about this.
But that's on the sales manager. Like, if he hasn't closed Splenda in months, you got to take the account away, give it to someone else. You shake it up a little bit. I'm with Al on this.
Or you call Splenda and go, listen, Sweet and Low has been calling me.
That's my go-to move.
I got equal calling. I got Sweet and Low.
Phones are ringing on honky.
Hold on. Sugar in the Raw calling right now. Man. I wonder if anybody's been talking to Grape Nuts.
Seems like an opportunity.
Yeah, grape nuts might be, yeah, that
got
might be the new
people
one.
On
but to
Splenda.
Al's point, you got to call someone and say, listen, Wheaties is calling.
You know, the things I don't think about, though, when like I say, like, have you called grape nuts? It's like there isn't a building that's just grape nuts. It's owned by some either Mondelez or Kellogg's or something. I never think about that because I'm not in sales.
Right. Even Gelb saying, I reached out to Splenda. How? How did you reach out to them?
The Splenda people.
You forget about the parent company is what you're saying. Reggio? Oh. Is that what you're saying?
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. Because, you know, because I'll say something like, hey, did you reach out to Grape Nuts? Ah, oh, it's Kellogg's.
Right, yeah.
They went to, you know, I don't want to tell you about the Wheaties story. You know, it's like stuff like that. We ruined that relationship years ago.
Grape Nuts is post, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Good, all right, post.
Post. Get him on the horn.
Yeah. Bob Gelb is deferring to Phil, by the way. So that's a thing.
It's Phil's account.
It's respect.
Phil said, quote, I claim it forever.
Call Phil.
Let's get Phil on the
phone. Get Phil on the phone.
I want to hear his pitch to Splenda. I do.
And what was the pitch prior to Gio mentioning it
Correct.
This week?
No, every sales meeting, they ask for an update on Splenda. And Phil's going, listen, I'm waiting for Gio or anybody to talk about it. Just what? It's all I need. One of the main guys talk about Splenda.
Where are we at with
Splenda? And yesterday, Phil got his day.
Now Gelb's trying to swoop in. Right. No, I'm kidding.
Can't you just see that meeting? Hey, Phil, where are we on Splenda?
Yeah, right.
Same thing, man. Stonewalled. It's just not going well. You know, I'm trying. I really am.
I'm getting some legends suite tickets at Yankee Stadium. Wine and dine them.
Right. I just see four guys wearing Splenda pack suits. Their heads sticking out of the
thing. Get them some lobster pregame.
I pride myself on being a really good salesperson. I want to hear the pitch to Splenda because I'm thinking about it right now and I have no idea what I would pitch and how I would pitch this radio station to a sweetener.
So, sorry, Cielo. We came back like 10 minutes ago. You're fine?
Yeah.
All right. This is Phil. Phil's sales guy. Phil, good morning.
Yo, Phil.
Good morning.
What's going on with Splenda, Phil?
Oh, I almost got it closed.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, no.
No, but wait a minute. No, I've been emailing with the agency.
Yeah.
So they were interested before all this blew up with Grape Nuts. This is a great revelation.
Okay, good. So they were interested prior to the Grape Nuts thing. Right. So Phil, you were listening to the show this morning. Did you see that tweet from Splenda to my account at all? This was all news to you this morning.
This was news to me, but what I'm gonna grab that tweet, grab the audio, send it to them, and say, you know, look, you guys need to be on the fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nothing like an air check, right, Phil?
There we go. Love the air check, too.
Now, Phil, will you threaten them that, like, Equal and Sweet and Low is, very interesting?
Yes. It's a battle of the artificial sweeteners. They're all calling.
They all want to be on the fan.
Even the honey producers.
Right, of course. Yes. Good job, Phil.
All right.
Wait, Phil, what'd you pitch him before Gio said what he said?
It was the, we were talking about the Yankees.
Oh, okay.
Well, the sweet play of the game.
Oh, look at you, Phil.
Well, look, I went there. It's not my idea. I just steal ideas.
So do I.
There we go, Stu. Yeah.
Well, Phil, I do think that it is a great pitch that we didn't cut that audio up of the Splenda on the Grape Nuts and put it out on the social media account. I just spent like 3 or 4 seconds talking about it on a 4-hour show, and it got back to Splenda so much to reach out on social media. So that right there is your pitch that
it's
somehow,
exactly.
Yeah, somehow that got to you guys.
Right.
Everybody's listening to the fan.
Now, what Phil would tell you is Phil would tell you to stop talking about it because now they're getting free advertising. Let Phil do what Phil does, okay?
Yeah, you're right.
Which is not close the account. Love you, Phil.
And me and Gelb love you, too. Me and Gelb are going to wrestle for it.
Yeah, no, Gelb said he already deferred to you. This is Phil LoCascio, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, just making sure if there was another Phil I hadn't met before.
No.
Yeah, I know who you are.
We talk a lot.
Obviously. Yeah. I just didn't know if there was a secret Phil. Because there's another side. There's another side of sales. So there's the Bangladesh call center, and then there's that secret.
Yeah.
That secret room. So I didn't know if there was a Phil over there that I hadn't met yet. So, all right, good stuff, Phil. If you need any help, let us know, all right?
Phil, if you can't close it now, you're never going to close it. I mean, that's whoever the manager is needs to take it away from you next week if you can't close it by Monday, all right?
Yeah, thanks for the positive energy there.
Listen, listen, team player, let's get it done. If you need help, give me a call, okay?
I will do.
Okay.
All right, see you, Phil.
Thanks, have a good guys. Yeah, all right, thanks. You too. Listen.
Fleegs is thinking the same thing I was. He sounds like he should be on the air somewhere, this guy.
Oh, he's great.
Phil? Yeah, I know.
Yep.
Great voice.
Classic rock DJ.
Yeah.
He's already got the headshot on his LinkedIn page. I don't even have a headshot.
And I know that he's a sales guy. He needs to know how to talk and needs to be good at that. But it's not that easy to just pop on the radio.
No.
You're not on the radio all the time.
Personality,
be able to,
yeah.
Phil's got it, man. So let's close Splenda, Phil. Let's do it.
I'm pitching the Yankees.
Sweet play of the game.
Sweet play of the game.
Surprised he went to sweets. I mean, it's creative.
Emmanuel Babari. That was the sweet play of the game.
I used to love coming up with those.
Yeah, I got an insurance run sponsored on a Pirates broadcast because I came up with that one with an insurance agency. I said that on the air. I'm like, how about the insurance run? Why don't we have that sponsored? And they did. I felt great about that.
As soon as you say those things, everyone's scrambling in the sales department to grab the phone. Make the call.
Are you kidding me? Most of the sales department is on vacation at a beach house right now.
Right now. I'm
not
talking about back Pittsburgh,
then.
Whatever.
Yeah, when people used to work in the office.
Wait, you have the entire sales department at a house in the Hamptons?
Most of them, yeah, I think. I think that's or down the shore. Yeah, I'm telling you right now. I can tell you right now that Chris Mercadante is somewhere with his feet in the sand. Guaranteed. All right. See, what do
he hit his number already this month? We used to have a company called Newbag. They advertised with us. It was a spray for your nether regions.
Nice, yeah.
Newbag. And we had sack of the week. Yes.
Oh, see? Sack of the week.
I love those, though.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's what sports radio is all about, unfortunately.
This is what you want to do. This is the things you're missing.
Yeah.
Phil, the sales guy, trying to close Splenda.
I miss local radio, man. I do. I miss giving a sales guy a good air check and the sales guy not closing the deal because his feet is in the water on a Friday morning. I need it back in my life.
All right, CeeLo, what do you want to do with these couple of minutes that you have?
Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. How about Gary Cohen this hour as the good vibes continue for the Mets?
And he drives one to right field over toward the line. Long one for Laureano, and he overruns it! And the Mets win the ball game. Laureano ran too far. Coming home to score is Iglesias, and the Mets win it in 10, 3-2.
Yes,
oh my God.
Hi, Jerry. That's Gary on SNY alongside a shocked Ron and Keith. The booth cam for that one, pretty good if you want to go check that out on social media, as they couldn't believe Laureano overran that ball. Consider this, the Mets did not have a runner in scoring position all night until the auto runner there in the 10th, as they only managed a couple of hits off veteran lefty Chris Sale. They struck out 14 times, but they still win the game in extras. McNeil had the decisive hit, as you just heard. His good stretch post-All-Star break continues.
I'm trying to be happy, Jeff, right now. Thanks, finally starting to go my way, which is nice.
Yeah, it sure is. Carlos Mendoza with a little bit more technical breakdown of McNeil's resurgence here.
There's some really good at-bats now. You know, he's not just guiding the baseball. He's swinging the bat and trying to drive the baseball, and we've seen it. He's a good hitter. And finally, we're seeing that type of player.
Yes, they are. Francisco Lindor had a two-run homer in this game to help his team reach extras, and the Mets are within a game of the Braves now for the top wild card spot in the NL. The series continues this evening, game 2 of 4, and Kodai Senga makes his long-awaited season debut, opposed by Charlie Morton, 7:10 first pitch over on WCBS 880. Yankees back in action up in Boston against the Red Sox. We got coverage at 6:30 here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app with Nestor Cortez on the mound. Orioles won yesterday, so the Yankees will begin play tonight, two games back of Baltimore atop the American League East. Let me give you one, Jerry Jones, before I go. They had this postponed press conference because he was dealing with his paternity suit situation, so they made Mike McCarthy wait to meet the media. You get Jerry Jones up there with him as well. I believe this is him trying to talk about how they've been attempting to read the free agent market as it pertains to quarterbacks, a potential new deal for Dak Prescott.
We're buying time. We're option quarterback, and then we're going on out towards the sideline, and we haven't handed it off. We haven't pitched it. We're trying to make our mind up what to do. Does that sound like Mahomes to you? A little bit? Okay. It do. It really do.
He had a bunch of gems yesterday. Here's another quick one, just some more blabber from Jones.
Am I being psychotic relative to my mirror? No.
He's all over the map.
Am I psychotic?
Being psychotic to my mirror.
Am I being psychotic relative to my mirror?
Relative to my mirror.
Yeah. He meant to say psychic. Yeah. About seeing the future of Dak Prescott. He was kept saying psychotic.
Psychotic instead of psychic.
Is he slipping a bit?
I don't like your attitude.
That was the takeaway. There were a lot of Biden comparisons with Jerry Jones yesterday. I mean, you guys have, as I said to Al this morning, you guys have been on this for a few years now, with all the nonsense that he spews. Calling him Joe Biden, but, you know.
Settle down just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, most people, though, had the same take on it, that it was fun and it was different. He had, like, old Southern sayings.
Right.
And it was just Jerry chopping it up. But if people are feeling now that he's slipping a little bit, that's not good. That's sad.
It's sad, right. You're concerned now, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
You were mocking him for years, and now you're concerned. It's very nice of you.
No, yeah. Actually, we like those Jerry Jones quotes. I used to love that.
I'm teasing you.
But, yeah, it's a tough one. Yeah, by the way, the fake political story of the day was that J.D. Vance had sex with a couch. Did you see that yesterday?
Huh.
I was wondering, I saw a couch thing, and I was like, what is this?
In
the For You section?
Yeah. It was. So I looked it up, so apparently it's a made-up thing. They So the people who don't like the Republicans are saying that J.D. Vance in his memoir admitted to having sex with a couch. But it's not true. But yet, you put it up on the internet and everybody believes it. Now, both sides do this, to be fair.
Well, yeah, I question everything I see that's related to politics thing? Now.
Who decided that?
Just to be clear, J.D. Vance did not have sex with a couch?
Did not, no. Okay. And apparently they said...
How would one have sex with a couch?
They said...
Yeah, well, maybe...
I gotta be careful here. Okay. It was very specific what they said he did that was not true. Where he... And he put his thing in a latex glove.
Oh, God.
And then stuck that glove in between the two couch cushions. That's what they said.
But
that's
not true.
Not true.
Exactly.
Not true.
Think about
it. All right, so if you're like one of these like people who are these weird internet political people that want to change minds, like, all right, what can we say about J.D. Vance that are going to get people to vote against Trump? Bang the couch.
Maybe they figured that was so weird and obscure that there's no way it could be made up.
It probably came up like, you know what? I had a friend in high school who was like the most popular guy, and then we found out that he had sex with a couch, and then everybody hated him. Mm-hmm. Let's do that. Let's float that rumor.
I would have loved to be in this brainstorming meeting.
You know what happened?
This is the best you could come up with.
But you know that happened.
This will do the trick.
Yeah, this will be it. I mean, that was the turning point in the polls when... The J.D. Vance banging of a couch cushion came out. Not true. Largely debunked.
Largely.
Worse pitch than whatever Phil's been spewing to Splenda for the last couple of years.
Right. All right, CeeLo, good stuff.
Yeah.
See you next hour.
All right.
It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
I feel good summer Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Mets riding high. We opened up with them. If you want to go back and listen, go to the free Odyssey app. You can use the rewind feature, the podcast feature. Of course, they are playing the best baseball they've played the entire year, beating up the Yankees and now beating the Atlanta Braves. They're going to have to go on that West Coast trip coming up, which could be a little tricky for them. But last night definitely felt like one of those games that they would have lost. Now, what do you do from here? You got to go up to Rochester now? You going back up to Rochester?
Yeah, from here. Well, I'll spend another day here in New York City, see some friends I haven't seen in a while, and then tomorrow drive back up to Rochester.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. And yesterday I was telling you, because I have left my wife with my daughter alone in Rochester, that my wife was buying everything we don't need just to stick it to me.
Yeah.
She spent a lot of money yesterday. In fact, you and I were on the golf course yesterday, and I was telling you that she was texting me, peppering me with text, and there were pictures of her just buying stuff. Just to piss me off, because
she
she heard the thing.
Yeah.
She heard me talking about it yesterday. She was actually in the mall when I was talking about it yesterday. And so she proceeded to buy a lot of stuff. She sent me pictures of it. I said, we have one of those. She said, I don't care. I'm buying another. Don't leave me alone in Rochester ever again.
Was it a Maybach? Oh, with the advance from StuGotsBook.com, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yes. And this, thank you, GM. This entire week, because FAN, listen, I've been here twice now. They haven't paid me a cent.
Yeah.
And so I decided that this week is brought to you by StuGotsBook.com, my personal record book. It's coming out in November. It's fun. It's doing great. It's on Amazon. You can purchase it wherever you get your books. But it is soaring up the charts right now in large part because of the promotion on this radio show. Not my own radio show, on this radio show. So
you can like pre-order it and pay for it now, and it's already like going up the bestseller list?
Yeah, you could do all that and hope you get the book.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Hope I finish it and hope you get it. But yeah, it's soaring up the charts right now, and I'm super excited about it.
All right, well, that's good. Now, you said you were done with your portion of it. You're just waiting on Dan to finish his forward, right?
Yeah, I told Levitard he could take a sledgehammer to me.
Right? Okay, so he's been taking his time?
He went a little too far. What I wanted was more like, celebratory toast, not a roast.
Yeah.
What I got was a roast.
Okay.
And so I am trying to soften it both for myself and my mental sanity, and so Lebatard doesn't look like a complete jackass.
Sure.
Because you know how our show works. They love me. And by they, our audience, they all love me.
Sure.
They're not certain how they feel about Dan. And so I'm doing this because he is a professional writer.
Yeah.
And I asked him to write something for me. And he is so good. And he wrote something for me. But it was mean. Okay? And so I am trying to soften it. And the way I couch it is, hey, I don't want the listeners to hate you more than they already do.
Smart.
And so So I'm trying to write it, you know?
So did
throw in a couple of misspellings, use some crayon, and that's how you endear yourself to an audience, you know?
Yeah. So
are you buying a book? What are you doing right now?
No.
Al, did you buy one yet?
No. I haven't yet, no.
Okay. All right. I'll get you one. You're good.
Thank you.
You don't have to buy one. You're good.
I believe it was an awful announcing article, and there's a lot of awful announcing articles on you.
Oh, too many.
A lot.
Too many.
But, I mean, geez, it goes on and on and on.
About what?
Let's see. Yeah. I mean, look at all these headlines of you on awful announcing.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Lebatard claims co-host Stu Gotz is bigger than anyone at WFAN.
Well, he's right about that.
Stu Gotz is,
first time he's been right.
Is making another push to get hired at WFAN.
No push.
Let's see. Awful announcing podcast, Stu Gotz wiener on Dan Lebatard, WFAN, Pat McAfee, and more.
Mm-hmm.
Stu Gotz reveal how WFAN negotiations stalled. Yes, Stu Gotz is actually writing his personal record book.
I am. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. See, look at this. This is why BT hates you.
Oh, boy.
Stu Gotz slyly crushes WFAN Sal Licata Brandon Tierney after rejecting program director job.
Oh, boy. Did I do that?
That's what it says.
I did that?
What it says here.
I don't remember doing that, though.
Yeah,
like, I mean, did I do it on the show with you?
No, you did it there.
Did I really?
Yes,
but those guys started it, right? I mean,
I don't think so. No.
I would never take a shot at BT without him saying something about me first. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't.
Let's see.
Same with Sal. Sal knows me, okay? And I know Sal. Like, Sal knows I would not do that.
The ripple effect of Stu Gotz nearly becoming the program director at WFAN are still coming out. And this week, Stu Gotz took on WFAN hosts Sal Licata and Brandon Tierney. All right, you're right. After they tried to take cheap shot him and co-host Dan Lebatard last week.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just here for the fun and games, people. Like, I don't take any of this seriously. I'm sorry if you do. I don't care. You can rip me all you want. I'm not going to hear it. I mean, that's it. I'm not going to hear it. And if I was listening, I wouldn't care. When you sit next to Lebatard and your role in this business is to be a pinata for Dan Lebatard, there's nothing after 20 years of doing that that's really going to impact you. This is fun and games. We're playing in the toy department, people, and everyone is taking themselves so seriously. Who cares? Honestly, who cares? Why are people so impacted by my presence here? I don't get it. I mean, I'm playing a game. I'm having fun. I'm promoting you. You promote me.
Pamela in Great Neck. What's going on, Pamela?
Hi, Gio.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell Stu Gotz that if somebody gave me his book, I would use it in the fireplace.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Listen, as long as you buy it, I don't care what you do with it afterwards. All right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, Pamela. Checking in. I'm sorry.
What's funny is Pamela called me about an hour ago, told me she was shutting the show off, but she still has it on.
And call it.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Sorry, Pamela. I cut you off there, but I thought you were done saying what you had to say. I didn't think there was a, you know, addendum or anything else to add to. You got to throw his book in the fireplace.
That's one of the rules of radio, Al. You know, when they say they stop listening, they're listening even more.
So I was surprised to see her call me back.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Gio.
I'm Feel Good Summer Friday on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. Mets riding high. We opened up with them. If you want to go back and listen, go to the free Odyssey app. You can use the rewind feature, the podcast feature. Of course, they are playing the best baseball they've played the entire year, beating up the Yankees and now beating the Atlanta Braves. They're going to have to go on that West Coast trip coming up, which could be a little tricky for them. But last night definitely felt like one of those games that they would have lost. Now, what do you do from here? You got to go up to Rochester now? You're going back up to Rochester?
Yeah, from here. Well, I'll spend another day here in New York City, see some friends I haven't seen in a while, and then tomorrow drive back up to Rochester.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And yesterday I was telling you, because I have left my wife with my daughter alone in Rochester, that my wife was buying everything we don't need just to stick it to me.
Yeah.
She spent a lot of money yesterday. In fact, you and I were on the golf course yesterday, and I was telling you that she was texting me, peppering me with text, and there were pictures of her just buying stuff. Just to piss me off, because she heard the thing.
Yeah.
She heard me talking about it yesterday. She was actually in the mall when I was talking about it yesterday. And so she proceeded to buy a lot of stuff. She sent me pictures of it. I said, we have one of those. She said, I don't care. I'm buying another. Don't leave me alone in Rochester ever again.
Was it a Maybach?
Oh, with the advance from StuGotsBook.com, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yes. And this, thank you, GM. This entire week, because FAN, listen, I've been here twice now. They haven't paid me a cent.
Yeah.
And so I decided that this week is brought to you by StuGotsBook.com, my personal record book. It's coming out in November. It's fun. It's doing great. It's on Amazon. You can purchase it wherever you get your books. But it is soaring up the charts right now, in large part because of the promotion on this radio show. Not my own radio show, on this radio show. So
you can like pre-order it and pay for it now, and it's already like going up the book bestseller list?
Yeah, you could do all that and hope you get the book.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Hope I finish it and hope you get it. But yeah, it's soaring up the charts right now, and I'm super excited about it.
All right, well, that's good. Now, you said you were done with your portion of it. You're just waiting on Dan to finish his forward, right?
Yeah, I told Levitard he could take a sledgehammer to me.
Right? Okay, so he's been taking his time?
He went a little too far. What I wanted was more like, celebratory toast, not a roast.
Yeah.
What I got was a roast.
Okay.
And so I am trying to soften it both for myself and my mental sanity. And so Levitard doesn't look like a complete jackass.
Sure.
Because you know how our show works. They love me. And by they, our audience, they all love me.
Sure.
They're not certain how they feel about Dan. And so I'm doing this because he is a professional writer.
Yeah.
And I asked him to write something for me. And he is so good. And he wrote something for me. But it was mean. Okay? And so I am trying to soften it. And the way I couch it is, hey, I don't want the listeners to hate you more than they already do.
Smart.
And so, so I'm trying to write it,
So
throw in a couple of misspellings, use some crayon, and that's how you endear yourself to an audience,
Yeah. So
are you buying a book? What are you doing right now?
No.
Al, did you buy one yet?
No. I haven't yet, no.
Okay. All right. I'll get you one. You're good.
Thank you.
You don't have to buy one. You're good.
I believe it was an awful announcing article, and there's a lot of awful announcing articles on you.
Oh, too many.
A lot.
Too many.
But, I mean, geez, it goes on and on and on.
About what?
Let's see. Yeah. I mean, look at all these headlines of you on awful announcing.
Uh-huh.
Dan Lebatard claims co-host Stu Gotts is bigger than anyone at WFAN.
Well, he's right about that.
Stu Gotts is making another push to get hired at WFAN.
No push.
Let's see. Awful announcing podcast, Stu Gotts wiener on Dan Lebatard, WFAN, Pat McAfee, and more.
Mm-hmm.
Stu Gotts reveal how WFAN negotiations stalled. Yes, Stu Gotts is actually writing his personal record book.
I am. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. See, look at this. This is why BT hates you.
Oh, boy.
Stu Gotts slyly crushes WFAN Sal Licata, Brandon Tierney, after rejecting program director job.
Oh, boy. Did I do that?
That's what it says.
I did that?
What it says here.
I don't remember doing that, though.
Yeah,
like, did I do it on the show with you?
No, you did it there.
Did I really?
Yes,
but those guys started it, right? I mean,
I don't think so. No.
I would never take a shot at BT without him saying something about me first. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't.
Let's see.
Same with Sal. Sal knows me, okay? And I know Sal. Like, Sal knows I would not do that.
The ripple effect of Stu Gotts nearly becoming the program director at WFAN are still coming out. And this week, Stu Gotts took on WFAN hosts Sal Licata and Brandon Tierney. All right, you're right. After they tried to take a cheap shot at him and co-host Dan Le Batard last week.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just here for the fun and games, people. Like, I don't take any of this seriously. I'm sorry if you do. I don't care. You can rip me all you want. I'm not going to hear it. I mean, that's it. I'm not going to hear it. And if I was listening, I wouldn't care. When you sit next to Le Batard and your role in this business is to be a pinata for Dan Le Batard, there's nothing after 20 years of doing that that's really going to impact you. This is fun and games. We're playing in the toy department, people, and everyone is taking themselves so seriously. Who cares? Honestly, who cares? Why are people so impacted by my presence here? I don't get it. I mean, I'm playing a game. I'm having fun. I'm promoting you. You promote me.
Pamela in Great Neck. What's going on, Pamela?
Hi, Gio.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell Stu Gatz that if somebody gave me his book, I would use it in the fireplace.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Listen, as long as you buy it, I don't care what you do with it afterwards. All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Pamela. Checking in. I'm sorry.
What's funny is Pamela called me about an hour ago, told me she was shutting the show off, but she still has it on.
Instant calling.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Sorry, Pamela. I cut you off there, but I thought you were done saying what you had to say. I didn't think there was a, you know, addendum or anything else to add to. You got to throw his book in the fireplace.
That's one of the rules of radio, Al. You know, when they say they stop listening, they're listening even more.
So I was surprised to see her call me back.